Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, I want to read from Psalm 119, a few verses, beginning with verse 105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. The unfolding of your words gives light. It imparts understanding to the simple. But you are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are true. A couple of years ago, Linda and I traveled to Washington, D.C. with some longtime dear friends from our high school days who now live in San Antonio, Texas. Actually, they were the best man and maid of honor in our wedding over 55 years ago. Patient lady I married, as you know. And a year later, we had the privilege to stand into those same roles for them as their best man and matron of honor at that time. We've remained close through the years and are very close to them today. We visited the Museum of the Bible with them one day, and the next day we visited the African American Museum and then the Holocaust Museum. And it was during that last visit, revisiting the horrors of the evil of the Holocaust, that I was reminded again of something that I want us to consider and embrace today. Here we are today, entering, if you can believe it, the fourth quarter of this year together, and we continue to step out into each day of this gift of the year 2022 that God has given us with a certain sense of uncertainty as to what is before us. And with that, I want us to embrace and hold on to a statement as we continue our journey together. Listen to this. Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. There it is, a mission statement for each of us in just 12 words. Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. 12 words to think about and embrace for the day, as the sun shines on all the unknowns unfolding before us today. Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. They were the 12 words embraced and lived by a heroic lady by the name of Corrie Ten Boom, who saw her grandfather and father and the rest of her family die at the hands of the Nazis after their family was arrested for harboring and helping Dutch Jews to escape to freedom from the Nazis' evil final solution, the Holocaust. Corrie Ten Boom later wrote a powerful book, The Hiding Place, about her family's efforts to save Jews from the Nazi death camps. In her book, later made into a movie by the same name, she tells a story of how the Ten Boom family secreted Jews away from the Nazis and kept them in a secret hiding place, saving them from certain death. The title also refers to the scripture that we read earlier. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word. And that promise and those 12 words that we read a moment ago gave Corrie the confidence and the courage to press on in the face of doubt, uncertainty, fear, and horrendous cruelty, and provided her peace and direction in the midst of unspeakable evil. A time where nations and churches and leaders often just turned their heads to the evil, and even at times assisted it to occur. Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. 12 words from a woman who watched as her sister Betsy died an agonizing death, running out of breath in the horrible confines of Ravensbrück death camp in northern Germany, just months before those who were imprisoned there were liberated by Allied forces in the defeat of Nazi Germany in World War II. Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. Words which offer each of us hope in difficult moments, in the loss of loved ones or the reappearance of an illness we thought cured, a relationship lost, a job lost that we really counted on, or children that are off track and we don't know how to help. Hope in our known God. 12 words that offer hope, no matter how cloudy the unknown future appears, because our known God is already there. Hope, which changes our perspective from what things in the world around us are to what they can be and will be with our known God leading the way. The same known God who created the heavens and the earth through the stars and the sky and has proven time and time again in our lives that He was always there when things looked the darkest, there to guide us back into the sunshine of a brand new day. 12 words for us to embrace as a country in desperate need of God's leadership, and which point to the need of courageous, godly voices to rise up, to stand up in the gap, and guide the decisions of our individual and our corporate, our governmental, church, religious, and educational institutions, turning our nation and lives back toward the solid foundation of God for now and forever. I heard those 12 words years ago and they resonated with me, but in all honesty, I think I only gave that statement by Corrie ten Boom a passing affirmation as I still let doubt and anxiety slip into my life to paint a picture at times of a future different than what God had in mind for me. Looking back, I can see where I did not fully embrace those words, that mission statement in every area of my life, whether in difficult or joyous times as I should have. And as a result, I was less than I might have been, and I let worry sap my energy at times rather than allowing His peace to restore it and lift it. 12 words, never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. It's different for me now, as it should be for us all, while also being careful to guard against an inclination to trust in our own ability and strength rather than leaning into God and moving forward with Him. And so in every day like today, when faced with an uphill climb, a raging river to cross, a difficult decision to make, a hole so deep you can't see to the bottom of it, there is the opportunity to reclaim those words for our lives for today and for tomorrow, to put whatever it is in God's hands and follow His lead. 12 words. My friends, it's time to embrace them again in our lives, in the life and the character of our nation, in our educational settings, in our workplaces, families, and churches, and in the sports world, which draws so much attention from everyone, where winning at any cost and in any way is too often the accepted way. 12 words to encourage us to do what we know is right, despite a world that tells us differently. 12 words reminding us that no matter the standards the world says are important, we have a known God, our hiding place and shield, lifting us up and lighting our path toward the life we each were created to live. 12 words which serve to remind us that the object of our trust and confidence is not found in money or things, in power or awards, in championships or recognition by others, the size of our homes or buildings or the rankings of our institutions or schools, but 12 words that instead remind us that the only object worthy of our trust and confidence each day as the sun rises to light the world around us is the God who created us and everything around us. The God who sent His Son, Jesus Christ, for you and for me. The God who calls us to help others and to write our names on the lives of all of His children everywhere for eternity as they are assured of eternal life with Him. As the life on this earth faded from her in that horrific place, Corrie ten Boom's sister Betsy left her and us with this charge. "We must tell them the world," Betsy gasped, "what we have learned here. They will listen to us, Corrie, because we have been here." And with her last breath, she said, "We must tell them that there is no pit so deep that God is not deeper still." Guys, I know what some of you are facing today and what you have faced in the past. I don't know all that you face, but remember this, God does. And he stands ready to face it with you. And so may I suggest that you memorize and internalize those words. Live them and make them the central and eternal part of your journey with the trust, confidence, and hope that we need to live lives empowered by our God every day. One last time. Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. 12 words to embrace as we step out empowered with a holy boldness into each day. And into the unknown of all our tomorrows and all the way into eternity. 12 words with God, period. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for this reminder. Thank you for the life and the example of Corrie Ten Boom and her family doing that which was right. Thank you for reminding us that we can always follow you. And always should follow you, no matter what we face, no matter the unknowns before us. Simply remembering those 12 words to never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God, and that's you. Thank you, Lord, and thank you for sending your Son for us so that we might accept him and have eternal life with you forever. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for going with us into all that's before us. Thank you, Lord. In your Son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.